29 read.
After 2 days in a row?
I don't know if I can handle it or not. Goodness. Working me like full time or something. But, I pity the poor people going Highway 25 northbound up the grade today due to the fact that it is, I guess they've had a couple tractor trailers break down going up the hill, and it is backed up, I know, 10 miles. Bumping up upper, dead stop.
Man, you gotta hate that. Yeah, that's no good way around that I can think of offhand. But, you going down to Anderson to get that one pallet today?
A little bit more productive today. Today will be the Williamston run. So, I might actually carry, like, 6 pallets.
W2JKT Mobile.
Good morning, Eric. KN4KFW.
Good morning, Ken. Leon, I hear you say something about a 10-mile backup somewhere.
25 going northbound up the hill, all the way up to the state line. It's from the state line about 10 miles down the hill. Bumper to bumper, dead stop.
Was there a wreck or what?
So they've got, you know, it's the cattle chutes. They got you down to one lane, and they got those concrete barriers. So if a truck breaks down, everybody's just stuck. You can't go around it. You're just got to sit there until they get the tractor trailer out of the way.
Fun.
Late for work going in North Carolina there.
Cattle chute in Spartanburg on 85. Remember when they had that one lane that flew over the other side? And I would never, ever take it for that very reason, because if somebody broke down or wrecked in there, there was no way out.
I remember working a few wrecks of that, the old Cooper River Bridge going over the Cooper River there in Charleston. Back when I was a motor guy, having to work wrecks on that bridge. It was, you know, you get the wreck and then down at both lanes, it's backed up all the way over to Mount Pleasant. Yes, at the wreck, the only way EMS could get there is go the wrong way up the bridge. And then, once they were ready to leave, they had to back all the way back down that bridge. Because there's not enough room on that old bridge to turn around a car, much less an EMS wagon.
It'd be horrible. It's, yeah, some of these construction projects, you know, I wonder what they were thinking sometimes.
Credit for thinking.
That's what it is.
My bad.
But the first thought that popped in their head didn't go all the way through with it.
Focus oriented. You know, we got to get this work done, so we're going to do the work. I don't think about the convenience of everybody else trying to get around the work. There's a contingency if something should go wrong. NC9B.
A KYU number.
Question, I thought it had something to do with Kentucky. Maybe they'll, you know, they have a registration system or something.
I'd go by that has a DOT number and the MC number and a KYU number on the side of it.
Going away with the MC number, the motor carrier number, and it's just going to be the DOT number, and that's it.
A new number they can have, will make everybody stick on the side.
I'm driving on a regular basis now, and the IFTA sticker, the International Fuel Tax sticker, the IFTA. whoever put the stickers on, they got right before the door, they've got the new one, and the old one is to the right side of the door. So I'm thinking, well, if they look at that one and don't think they're looking for the door, they're going to stop me thinking I got an expired IFTA.
Maybe the amount of regulations that they have on trucks, it just seems like it's, I don't know, parasitic almost.
Hearings going on now, some regulations they're thinking about relaxing a little bit, one of those being the ELD mandate and the hours of service. They're trying to figure out a better, more usable way. Because the way the hours of service is set up, you've got to take your, you can't split your time, in other words. If you want to work 4 hours and take a long, long nap, you know, take 3 or 4 hours off, you can't split your time like that. And they're thinking it might be a little bit better to let them do that.
there would be a better way than all of these rigid, inflexible things, because life is not rigid and inflexible. Life is chaotic. So it's like you got to be able to deal with things. You know, you get stuck in a traffic jam, you don't make it to your stop. You know, you can't just pull over on the side of the road because your computer beeps at you and says you're done.
Dude, they have another mode. It just slips my mind right now what it's called, but you can extend your time so long as it's not in the furtherance of the delivery. In other words, if you run out of time and you're looking for a place to stop, as long as you're going away from your destination and not towards your destination, you can extend your time until you find a safe place to park.
The hotel is another mile up the road, and, you know, the only other one is 30 miles behind you. You got to turn around and go to the one 30 miles behind you.
That's correct.
When the sign says next exit 50 miles.
No DOT guys between you and where you're going.
Oh, they'll bust you anyway the next time you get inspected, right?
They're busting them down for all kind of things, but I don't know. I've subscribed to a couple of channels where, you know, they talk about what they're enforcing and what they're looking at. And that's something. There's no way you go all over your truck unless you're a mechanic and you're doing it every single day that you're going to catch every little thing. I would stop you and pull you over and find something. It won't be hard. Goes to say, knocking on wood, 5 years and I haven't been inspected yet. So, we'll see.
How's the driving around Anderson and Williamson you do?
44.
Yeah.
We doubled Leon, go ahead.
I was just agreeing with Kid. Yeah, I avoid that exit. Been through there a couple times, but not my preferred place to be passing through. That's why I like my runs. But the way my runs are set up, there's no way stations in between them. And that's the back roads I take a lot of times. Like today, most of my stuff will be on the back roads. I do a little bit of 85 going to Donaldson Center, from the Donaldson Center to Williamson and Williamson back. But other than that, it's more like 80 and what do they call it, Patty's Chapel Road.
A DOT guy harassed me one time in Virginia. I had this 7.5 or 7 foot wide by 14 foot cargo trailer, and I was towing it with my truck up to DC to get a food donation for our shelter. And on the way back with it, I rolled by a way station, and this DOT guy came out and chased me down. Apparently in Virginia, any combination vehicle over 7,500 pounds has to stop at a weigh station, commercial or not. And I did not know that, so I got a hard time over that.
Yeah, that's, you know, that either you make everything universal. If you're driving on the interstate highway, the laws of the state where you reside should carry over nationwide. It's got like a concealed carry permit nationwide, you know. I can't go to New York, even though I've got a North Carolina concealed carry. What the heck?
He had to write me all kinds of tickets because he was claiming I had to have, because I weighed over 10,000 pounds, so he was claiming I was supposed to have a DOT number. I'm like, it's not a commercial thing, you know. I just have a dog food donation that somebody gave me. It's my personal property, and I'm not, you know, getting paid to do this. You know, it's not a commercial thing. But he was ready to throw the book at me for not having a DOT number and not having a CDL. And I'm not even heavy enough for a CDL. You know, this guy must have been a rookie or something.
They're adamant about it.
It has been turned into a police state over the last couple of decades anyway.
Look at New York.
County, the Fairfax County Superior Court ruled in a case that cops no longer need probable cause to pull you over. They can, you know, pull you over for an inspection of your vehicle if they want to, and then, you know, whatever they find is fair game.
I tell you, back before they ruled the, you know, flying the international one-finger flag was a freedom of speech. Before they made that ruling, that was a free invitation to get a vehicle inspection. One guy, one time, I have to admit this, that I did pull him over and walk up to his door and show him the flag and say, I just want to let you know that you're okay. This is at freedom of speech. Have a good day, sir.
When he was doing pizza delivery, whenever he delivered to this one complex, man, they must have stopped him when he came out and dismantled his car, I bet, 10 times.
Pizza's got to be delivering something else, right?
Must have been set up watching something. And, I mean, every time he and those people were big pizza eaters, man, he'd be sitting on the side of the road and all the seats and everything be taken out. It was stupid.
I used to deliver pizza, and there were definitely areas that were off limits. And the Gwinnett County PD actually told us, like, certain complexes we shouldn't deliver to because of the likelihood of getting tied up in something.
Yeah, you do have a right to decline them to go through your car. Unless they determine there is some kind of reasonable suspicion and or probable cause. Reasonable suspicion allows the detention, and probable cause allows the search. That article this morning in the paper about the big drug bust they had up in Hendersonville and a couple other places where they arrested all these people. And I'm going through the list. That's the same people that I've been arrested over the last 30 years. I said, if you put them in jail and leave them, you won't have this problem.
Putting them to a day spa when they got caught, then you wouldn't have the problem.
And that, now I'm retired, I can actually tell people this. Back when I was working in law enforcement, you could tell them that, because you had to remain neutral. Situated, I can have an opinion now.
If I was running the show, you'd have to call a locksmith every time somebody's time was up, because the thing hadn't been open in 20 years.
Right in the middle of that, what was open?
Running the jailhouse. You'd have to call a locksmith every time somebody's time was up because that cell hadn't been open in 20 years. I guarantee you wouldn't want to go back then.
Back to the philosophy. Take them like Alcatraz and cordon it off, and you drop them off there and say, you'll be here at this date, this time, and we'll pick you back up because your sentence will have been completed. Other than that, you're on your own. And leave and come back at that date time and not there? Okay. I guess you're staying on the island.
Giving them same day service, you know what I mean? After the guilty verdict, like they used to do in the old days, and that'll deter you.
Why do we still have trials? Why are you entitled to a trial when it's on videotape that you did what you did? You don't need a trial. You need a hearing. You need a hearing saying, "This is the. Are you the person on this video? And if you are, then just go move it straight into the sentencing phase. You don't need to have a trial if it's on video."
Agree with that one.
Careful what you wish for.
We've got a system that is broken and it needs to be fixed. NC9B.
A criminal better than you do a veteran. You know what I mean? There's a problem.
Yeah, Eric. But we got to do something. I don't know. Something's got to come up with something.
Maybe flushing the Constitution down the toilet isn't the right thing to do in response to the problem.
You know, you have a right for guilt to be determined by a jury of your peers. But it was on videotape. I think the guilt has already been determined on the person that's in the video. You just need to have a hearing on, is this you in the video? To say there's a lot of people that are happy I'm retired. Have that lunch or something, sit down, and I can tell you some stories. For me, they're all true. For the day.
I may just lay low. My boss is out on vacation. I start vacation next week. Got a corporate guy coming in tomorrow, but he won't be no issue on that. So just try to fly on his radar the next 4 days.
The plan. What about you, Eric? You gonna get in and out early today? I'm probably ready to pull up for work here, kid.
Safe day out there. Right, be good.
Enjoy the beautiful weather. Man, it was nice yesterday. It's going to be another nice one today, it looks like. But take care, 73, and I'll see you further down the pike in C9B.
Yeah, no rain till Friday. KN4 TFW.